Today, we're going to be talking about balance.
Balance.
And the issue with balance.
You're the issue.
I am the issue. Welcome back, guys. It's mostly a big impact. All right, so we haven't technically gone straight through, but I'm like, told Shane, like, we got to get in the podcast. We got to sit down and podcast tonight because we just got to get back into the rhythm, which is actually what we're going to talk about today. Getting out of those rhythms and why that is an issue.
I was already folded in.
Huh?
I was already folded in.
You were going to? Were you thinking about it?
Fold it?
Like not do it anymore?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, some disrespect. Well, we'll see. I'm still...
You could do solo podcasts. People are like...
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could.
I don't think I could talk to myself for like...
Yeah, you're talking to the camera.
I know, but like I don't think I could be like alone. Like I feel like I need somebody to like soundboard off of, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes it's just you talking.
I know, anyway. But like you feel like a soundboard. Like you're bouncing.
That's why I'm here.
You're bouncing.
Just a big board.
Because I'm like, I can't just, I feel like soundboard. Yeah, you are. No, but you know what I mean? Like I'm like, it's more weird for me to like sit, I feel like it would be really weird for me to sit here by myself and be like, what's up? Even though I guess I do that like with videos for small
stuff. That's why I'm the co-host.
Huh?
You do that videos
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I do that, but those are like short. It's not like long. It's not like
a long
form.
Your food hauls, those are long.
They're not long. And also, I'm doing something. Like, I'm like, they're 5 minutes.
Aren't they?
They're not 5 minutes. The video's five minutes, and I have to cut it. Yeah. It's me talking to a program, but I gotta cut it down. But still, it ends up being like a minute or whatever. That's a minute of content.
So I tell everyone, I'm just a co-host. I'm only here so you can talk, basically.
So I don't feel awkward, like...
Yeah.
What's up? I mean, maybe...
Some people are like, why you say so little on it? And I'm like, I'm really just here so Holly can talk.
Wow. Well, let's get you to talk more. Maybe today you'll be talking more, because this is a topic you like to talk about.
Duffel.
Wow. Well, I'll try to pull it out of you. We'll just do a podcast just on Shane and be like, let's interview Shane.
That'd be a bad podcast.
It'd be a good one.
No one will support our business anymore.
I think, I've said this to you before, I'm like, we should do an episode on, like, your back, on, like, your story. Because you got a good story, you know? Oh, do y'all like my hair? No bangs, who dis, new girl, new hair. Feel it's brought a new energy. He doesn't like it. It's so disrespectful. I'm like, it's so cute.
I could be
so
vocal about it since the very first day you put me on blast.
I've gotten so many compliments.
I'm like, what is this?
So much.
You just went on our story and Shane doesn't like my hair.
Yeah, like Shane doesn't even like this room. I'm being funny. You don't like it. You were like, I'm not sure.
The bow on the top's the real killer right now.
Oh, this is supposed to go underneath. Oh, no, it is underneath.
It's, well, from my angle, I can see it.
I thought you meant like it was the bow pieces just, up here. It just has like longer pieces on it. Either way, it's funny because, well, again, first of all, thank you because a lot of people are like, I love it. So I'm like, I love it too, so thank you. But then I'm like.
You know, most people just lie all the time.
But there's no reason you need to, like, actively go and be like...
Yeah, when you go on a story and you're like, ugh, my husband hates my hair. Every woman, even if they hate your hair, they're going to be like, your hair looks good. Don't you worry about it.
Wow. Well, some people on Small Seed, yeah. But it was actually not even when I posted the story that day. It was, like, a couple days ago when I posted a reel with, like,
my new haircut.
I posted a reel with no caption?
Maybe it just didn't load when I saw it.
Hope not. What the heck?
On your personal page?
No.
Oh, never mind.
On Small Seed. The first reel I posted where I had that haircut.
Yeah.
It wasn't the day I was like, Shane doesn't like my hair.
Yeah, but how do you know those people didn't see though?
I think that two people said that. I mean.
Right. Anyway, let's jump forward.
All right, yeah, let's get on to this topic. Sorry.
We're running out of time.
Sorry for the runaround. But yes, today we're going to be talking about balance.
Balance.
And the issue with balance.
You're the issue.
I am the issue. Balance is one of my downfalls in life. The want to have balance, I think, is one of my downfalls in life. In business life, I should say. In owning a business. Because, obviously, you can't have... I think balance is so, like, woo-woo. Like, a lot of people talk about it. And, like, you need to have balance. Make sure you have balance in your life. Like, you have to have balance. And it's such, like, a popular topic that a lot of people talk about. And a lot of these people, like, preaching it aren't even necessarily, like, business owners. You know?
For sure.
Like, they, or they're so late, they're so, they've been in business for so long that they forget, like, you couldn't have balance at the beginning, you know? Like, it's not possible to rapidly grow a business or to even, like, stay focused on a business with balance. I think balance is, balance kills momentum. And momentum is really easy to break and really hard to create.
For sure.
And so I think that when you're trying to have a balance, if you're like, I'm going to take a day off of work or I'm going to take this trip, and that's you trying to have balance, you then, like, if your momentum's, like, skyrocketing, like, this recently happened to us. This is why we stopped. This is why the podcast has kind of, like, fallen off a little bit. Because we were like, all right, started really good, had really good energy, had really good, like, mental clarity, like, mental strength was, like, you know, very, like, just in a good place, like, for everything. Business, we were ahead for the first time in a very long time. We were ahead making bars.
Almost, I think, ever. I don't think I've ever been ahead.
Ever, yeah.
Like, never.
Like, how much we were ahead, yeah. Like, at that point, yeah. Like, things were just looking very good, and we took time off. We took 4 days off to go on a trip. And it's, like, that just, like, completely, like, just takes you out at the knees. Like, the momentum just fully stops. Because, like, what you're doing literally stops. You know?
Sure.
Like, you stop and you switch gears because now you're doing something else. And the gears are all rusty now. And, like, you got to get them oiled up and working again. And it's so easy to break it and so hard to build it.
Yeah.
Is, in my opinion.
No, I agree. Also, with us, like, because we make a product, it's very different. You know?
For sure.
Like,
even mentally, though, if you think about it. Sure. Like, if you're... Even if you get your product, even if you don't have a product or you get your product made somewhere else, it's like the mental momentum of doing something and staying in that headspace. It's like you have to stay in that headspace. Otherwise, it's like just like your work ethic or your ability to endure or like your ability to even want to do it, you know, because it fucking sucks. Like it's like a lot of times like it's hard. It sucks. Like let's be real. Like it's not really fun all the time. Like. It's hard, you know? So you have to be in, like, a good mental state and, like, a constant mental state of being, like, this is hard, but, like, it's rewarding of what I'm doing. Or this is really hard, but this is worth it because X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah.
And you actually, like, see, like, those, like, incremental, like something is coming from all of, like, this difficulty. But then I feel like when you break that, you go backwards and then you're like, well, what was all of that for? It feels like nothing, you know? It feels like I just keep on doing this for nothing because then it's, like,
hamster wheel.
Yeah. I'm like getting there and then I break it and then it takes me like a month to get back up. And then for us, like this last time, it was like we took 4 days off and then we all got sick. And that was like between it going like fully through like all four of us, it was like almost 2 weeks. It was like 10 days of
time.
Like each person being sick.
Not including the 4 days we took off.
That's what I'm saying. On top of that. So it was like almost 3 weeks of a month off or very fractured business hours,
yeah.
Like sick. Taking half a day, trying to do this, or fully gone, like, whatever it is. And then, like, we were saying, like, we do make our product. So, like, we make our product pretty on demand. So, it's like, yeah, you're just like, and now we're in a place. And then also that whole month, like, we got sick. Our babysitter got sick. I can only do work if our babysitter's here, like, my work. So, I wasn't getting any work done. So, I almost didn't work for a whole month. I didn't work for a whole month, actually. It ended up being a whole month at the end. And so, it's like, yeah, it's just like, when you try to have those moments or those times where you try to have that balance, it's just not worth it. You know?
Oh, I do know.
Shane is saying this because I'm the one who struggles with it.
You're the one. I have said since we started the business, I would prefer to take zero trips, 0 days off until we got to the point.
To like X point.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have took zero.
Yeah.
We would be 7-8 years in right now with 0 days off.
Yeah. No.
And probably exactly where we want to be like right now.
And then
we could buy like, hey, let's take
yeah.
a week off.
I think if we hadn't already planned that trip, because like I was like, I don't want to take any days off either. So like I told you, I'm like, I want my one week in the summer and I want our family trip, which is usually like a 4 day long family trip. And that's all I want. Like, I'm like, I don't want all these extras. I don't need all these extras. Like, I don't even want them because I'm like, it's true. Like, I need to fully pour myself into the business and focus on it. The only two things I care about is, like, the business and the kids, you know? And so I'm like, when I'm not with the kids, I need to be pouring into the business rather than trying to do all these other things or trying to please all these other people or trying to do, like, say yes to things that, like, I really know I shouldn't be saying yes to, you know?
Yes.
It's like we were talking about this last night about... when you're, like, What were we saying? Oh, well, when the things that God, like, really wants you to say, to do, is, like, the things that you most likely don't want to do, yeah, and you're just like, no, I'm not going to do it, and, like, yeah, like you were saying, like, when God talks to you, it's actually, like, hard things, like, it's, right, it's not the things that are, like, easy, or, like, oh, yeah, of course I can do that, like, of course it is, it's, like, actually the full opposite, where, like, your flesh is, like, wants to do X, but, like, your, like, spirit is telling you, like, you need to be doing something right, different. And you just keep on, like, fighting it until you finally do it, and then, like, you know.
Or you just live in this world, yeah, you never do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Or that. Or you're like, I just don't understand, God. Like, I'm asking you for these things, and you're not giving them to me. Like, or, like,
he's maybe like, you're not doing anything I'm telling you to
Yeah,
do.
And he's like, I keep trying to tell you, you just have to do this one thing, just give up this one thing. I feel like that one thing for me is that, is what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Like, that one thing for me is the balance, is, like, the breaks, is trying to do other things.
Yeah, the issue...
You know?
No, I
For
do.
Me, that's like...
No, I do know.
I think that's like my God pull. Like, that's like my, like...
Well, I won't say it's from God, but only you know that. But, like, if it's internal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it is. No, because it's like, when I'm like, ah, I probably should say no to this. I'm like, but I really want to do it. You know?
Story of your life.
Huh?
Story of your life. Story of our relationship. I think...
Oh, sorry.
I think for me, it's always been a very easy answer. Because I just look at things in very long time horizons.
Yeah,
like, I have no problem being like, I will do absolutely nothing for 5 years. Nothing for 5 years to get 15 years in advance. Like, I'm okay with that trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that in 5 years, I know I'll be where I need to be and then I can do more things.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to. Like, I'm perfectly, like, I think that's probably one of my greater gifts. Like, I'm like, I'm not saying no, I'm saying later.
Yeah.
Like, you want to do all these things? Let's do them later and let's do them better. Because, like, if I'm barely making money and then we go on a trip, who's enjoying that? I'm stressed that I'm not making money because I'm on a trip.
Yeah.
And then I don't have money to spend. You know? But money we did spend,
like,
I'm like, oh, this
is horrible.
I
can't be getting, like, the nice house I want. I can't
I'm
be doing, like, this
money.
That I want.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't go enjoy the things I want to enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm like, how about we just, like, 5 years do nothing. And then in 10 years be like, you want to take a trip overseas?
Let's do it.
I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how my mind works.
I know. And that's how
And that's like, you're like,
too.
Oh,
and
how do you not
like,
see someone for a year? I'm like, I don't see people I genuinely love for like 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing something. Like, I'm building something. And like, and I talk to these people, I'm like, man, when I'm successful, we're going to take like month trips.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to Mark. Like something Mark and I, haven't talked about in a long time, but I used to be like, man, like when I'm like in my 40s, I'm like, we're just going to go like Grand Island. We never spent time together because,
yeah,
like, we didn't spend time together from my 20s to my 40s.
Yeah.
We're gonna make up for it doing like fun things.
But like
the people,
that's also the thing is, I feel like when you need to bunker down in like those years where you're like, I actually can't do anything, I can't go out, I can't have like, I'm not gonna go do all these extra things.
Because then you can't even text people sometimes.
Or
right?
we're not gonna talk as often as,
you know? Yeah,
whatever it is. It's, but I feel like those relationships that stay around and understand that, those are like the ones that matter most. Because they'll be there when you're 40. And those are the ones who deserve to come to the private island.
Oh,
because it's like the ones,
yeah,
who are like begging for your attention
around.
Or who need,
right,
who are like, oh, fuck Shane. Like, he doesn't ever talk to me. Or like, he's getting too big. Like, you know, whatever they think about it. Like,
sure.
Or they try to like guilt you.
For
into,
me, it's
or
like,
they try
you
to like
believe
guilt,
in that vision.
Or they try to guilt
you
into like, oh yeah, just do it. Just do it this one time. Like, just come on. Like, blah,
no
blah, blah.
That
it's like,
to me, so.
Or I'm saying like people in general. Sorry. Like, maybe not guilt you, but
just
guilt
you.
Like a person. Then, like, it's like, yeah, then those people don't deserve to be around if they don't understand it.
For sure.
I am a person who has a really hard time with, like, because I feel like I live very, like, moment. Like, moment.
Yeah, you can't even think about
I'm
tomorrow.
I'm very present.
Never mind 5 years
I'm very
from
present.
Now.
I actively try to be very present. Like, that's one of my things. I'm like, God, like, keep me present. Like, keep me here. Keep me present. Let me look at right now. But in a way, that makes my life very hard because I'm also, like, that's what I want to do right this exact moment. This is going to make me at this
it
moment.
Makes my
but
life
like,
really hard.
Yeah.
Your life's probably not hard.
Well, it is because then, like, situations come where, like, obviously you do something in a moment that isn't the best for you the year down the road or a month down the road or whatever,
sure,
you know? And then you're like, ah, oh, fuck, I probably could have said no to that on that day I wanted to do that, but I probably could have said no to that because now it's made my life a little bit more difficult for the past 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, or four
but,
years
but
or
also,
whatever.
Like, the last 7 years. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's
if we talk about this,
like
if we
business,
didn't, like if you don't do this all, yeah, for business, like if you cut that out for two, if you did zero, nothing for 2 years, where would you be in two, like 2 years from when you started?
Yeah.
If you did absolutely nothing but pure business.
Yeah.
You know, like where could you be?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay,
especially
you keep on taking these, you keep on taking these breaks for your balance or whatever. I'm just going to keep bringing it back to balance because that's what I said. But if you keep on taking these breaks, or you keep on, like, breaking the momentum, or you keep on just, like, yeah, like, taking these breaks, then, like, you have to keep on basically, like, restarting, rather than, like, just gliding through for 2 years.
It's so worse, you're not it's worse than a restart because you're behind.
Yeah.
It's like, it's restarting, but further back from that starting line.
Yeah.
Which is much worse, in my opinion.
For sure. It is. And harder to, like, keep on. I think also as our business grows, like, it was a little different, like, when we didn't have as many, like, bars that we need to get out with customers and all that stuff. But, like, as our business grows,
didn't
it's like,
as much.
Yeah. It's like, as our business grows, it's like, all right, well, now we have to literally make 2,000 bars that are that have to go out tomorrow.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? It's like, we're just one people. We're just two people. Like, we're one person. We're only two people who run the business. It's just one person trying to make it. Like,
yeah, like, even, like, when I talk about, like, my daily schedule, like, I tell Holly all the time, like, I'm bad. My game is literally, like, 5 minutes. Like, I can't lose. If I lose 5 minutes, my whole day's gone.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Like, that's one. That's, like, if you text me 4 times, that's 5 minutes of my time. Like, that's it. My whole day is now completely shifted off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't think anyone can even, like, fathom that in their life. Like, imagine not even being able to answer a text because your schedule is so
cramped. Yeah.
You know? But, like, even in terms of that, like, balance, I'm like, you just get none. Like, if you have something you want, you have a goal or a vision, and you're committed to it, in my personal opinion, it is much easier to go full throttle to that one goal, get to it, and then see what you want to do next.
Yeah, like, what can you do now?
It's like, well, you talk about, like, we use fitness or dieting or nutrition. Like, that is, like, the easiest example. Like, if you're like, I want to lose 30 pounds, are you going to, if you went 100 days straight of working out, 100 days straight of a clean diet, how far would you be whether you went 5 days on, 2 days off, 5 days on, like, you ate clean for 5 days, you worked out 5 days, Saturday and Sunday, you didn't follow a diet, and you didn't work out. You're going to get next to nowhere.
Yeah.
Maybe lose 5 pounds. But 100 days solid, like, you probably lose 27 pounds. May not even get to 30,
exactly, yeah.
But you're going to lose 27.
But you're
going
to be happy. Yeah, exactly.
And then when you get there, you're like, oh, I can take one day off now because I'm much further ahead.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much easier to maintain large results.
But also, I do feel like when you do those kind of things and, like, you prove to yourself that you can do them, it becomes much easier to then be like,
I'm going to do this again.
Well, not only that, but it's like, then you can actually look at, like, what is this thing that I want to do? Like, do I even want to eat that anymore?
Oh,
do I even want to miss a day now? Like, no, because now I realize after going 100 days, I'm like, I feel, like, then you get all the results, and you're
for
like,
sure.
I don't even want that anymore. Like, it's like people who are like, oh, take a day off of working out, and it's like, no, because working out is, like, it's not a chore for me. It's not, like, a thing that, like, I'm, like, a check on my, it's not like I have to do it, I want to do it, and that's
sure.
a totally Must different thing. I don't have,
person.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't have to work out, I could take a day off, I don't want to take the day off, like,
also,
I want to work
we
out.
We can relate
you know?
This to, like, relationships, because I think usually relationships is where people have the hardest time balancing. I think so. Maybe it's like free time, but I think that's more like they want to go do things with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm like, let's equate it to like a very small time frame. If someone was like, if someone tried to call you every day, like let's say you're working, like during your 8 hours, someone tries to have a phone call with you and like they want to stay on the phone for like 30 minutes to an hour. Would you rather take that phone call every day and talk to them every day or be like, hey, if you don't call me, I'll come visit you for the equivalent of these hours. Like let's say it's 30 minutes. So it's like, 4.5 hours for a week or whatever. After 4 weeks, you could spend literally a whole day with them in person.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 days for the same amount of time they took just talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Which one's better?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in my opinion, I'd rather talk
to
you zero on the phone and spend my time present with you in person.
Yeah.
That's what I think of. Like, but I think of that in like 5-10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll do apps. I won't see any of you. And then when I do see you, you're going to get all of me. And not me like, stressed out and freaked out. I'm like, I'm half here, I'm half over here, because all I'm thinking about is what I'm missing, but I'm like, oh, but I'm trying to give you my attention, you know, versus like, hey, we're friends and all, but like, we're going to take some time off, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I do see you, we're going to do some really wild stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it'll be much better. It'll be a much better experience than me, like, fucking dragging you down.
Like, bro, you're
like,
on a private jet?
Yeah, because I'm in a bad mood,
like,
you know?
What?
Like,
I've never been on a plane. I'm just saying. Like, stuff like that.
Someone's
like, things
first
of,
time
like,
on an
bigger, I'm just trying to say, like, you do things
like... And they're like,
yeah,
my first time on an airplane is...
Thankfully, the first time I was on an airplane, it was horrible. So, like...
Spirit.
So, Was it Spirit? Spirit? Yeah. So everybody. My first time then I took JetBlue up to. She was like, "Oh, this is great luxury."
It was my first time flying Spirit too. So I was like hyping up because I had never taken it before.
And I mean, actually wasn't horrible. Like I took the plane ride. I was like, "Oh, this is cool." Like I don't really enjoy things, so it's like, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Things
but like also that the don't first bring time I took pleasure. Shane, like that's a funny one because that's a perfect one where I was like, "Oh, this sucks." I had the expectation of like a normal airplane. You know what I mean? Like of JetBlue or whatever. Like. And then also, just on another funny side note, when we went to Universal in California, which for the California people who think that Disney and Universal in California is better or even comparable, it's fucking horrible. Like, I'm sorry. It's small, dingy, sucks. Doesn't have any good rides. Nothing. Nothing about it is the same as Orlando. Like, Orlando beats it a million times over. So I had never been to the one in California. I'm like hyping it up. I'm like, we're gonna have so much fun. We gotta get the passes where you can like speed in line. So I'm like, you don't wanna wait in line for like the rides and stuff. So I'm like literally going like, we spend the extra money, we do all this stuff, we go there, and I'm like, and she's like, huh? And I'm like, I swear, like what? And I'm like wandering around, like, where is everything? Like, and it's just not there. And I'm like, I promise, this is like way better. I've never been there.
I don't even enjoy those things anyway.
Like, it was going to be fun. It was, like, so whack. Yeah, I was like, this sucks.
We're taking rides. I'm like, I don't even like rides.
There was, like, four rides there. There was no rides.
I know.
And the one in Orlando, we'll go with the kids at some point. You're going to be, like, you're going to literally laugh. Like, you're going to just be, like, laughing to yourself.
I won't even remember.
You're going to be laughing to yourself. So. Oh, you don't?
I mean, I won't. I have to, like, I'm not going to be, like, I'm going to go there and I'm just not even going to think California. Also, everything California sucks.
I'm
going to remind you.
I'm just going to be, like,
everything.
I'm like, okay,
horrible.
Just look at all these rides here from the 1 second of stepping in. Like, you'll step in and you'll be able to see 15 roller coasters.
Anyway.
Like, but perfect example of me just, like, let down.
I think using our podcast to, like, document more than, I feel like our old podcast was, like, very, like, in, it was more of, like teaching. That's what I think. I think our old podcast is much more of, like, teaching.
Because
that's, like, kind of, like, the mode I was still in for my last business. I was very into, like, mentorship and stuff.
For sure. And, like, mental stuff.
Yeah, even if, I'm still into that now, I just have no desire to teach people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, I think using it to document is way better.
Yeah. Like, explain deeper.
Well, also, like, we're just talking about things that we're struggling right now.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a, and sometimes we'll do like informational stuff because we're also an information brand, which is good. But I meant like, I think we've had like three of these episodes maybe where we're kind of talking about what our struggles are now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's way better.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's also easier to talk about because you're like, I'm going through this.
Sure, but it's also like, you know, yeah, far more relatable.
For sure.
You know, and I think also like no one really knows that I did previously. So for me to teach people, like, they might be like, why am I listening
to him?
They're
like, we just live in a dungeon. Like,
yeah, exactly. Know. They don't know, like, no, like, almost no new people know anything I did
before.
Yeah, no. You know? Like, most people don't even think, like, they think, like, you are the brand and I'm just, like, the muscle.
Yeah.
And I, like, placate into that because I don't care, but why would anyone listen to me, you know? Like, if they just think, like, all I do is make bars, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, actually, guys, I make every decision. You just had no idea.
I know. I'm like,
and I like it that way. Yeah. I, like, want it to be, you know?
You're like, you be the face.
Yeah, you do whatever you want. People can think whatever.
Now people know it's us.
Sure.
They do know it's us. If they get to, like, know us, they know it's us, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I do. I like the idea of doing just talking about what we're going through. That's why I was like, tonight we're like, all right, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, this is perfect. This is, like, something I'm like, we just had this conversation 2 nights ago, like, in bed. Like, being
was that last night?
No, it was 2 nights ago.
Oh, okay.
Last night we were talking about God.
Sure.
And then 2 nights ago is when we were talking about, like, because one thing Shane's really good at, which most people probably wouldn't like in a relationship, but a lot of things, no, I'm just kidding.
It's true.
But just, like, calling you out for the things that, like, you know you, like, the things that you know you need to hear, but you don't want to hear, because, like, you know it deep down inside, you know? Like, it's your internal voice that says it too, but, like, you don't want to hear it because it's, like, something hard to face or something like that. Like, you have to face, like, yeah, like, that's something that I struggle with, and like I know I struggle with it, but I'm not doing anything about it. And then I feel like one of the things you're good at is kind of like calling you out for it and being like, well, like, what is it then? And just like ding and being like, get you to say like what you already know, you know? And then I feel like by saying it out loud, you're like, yeah, like I need to change it. Or if I'm not going to change it, then I need to stop like, I need to, yeah, like I need to stop like acting like I'm going to be one way if I'm not going to be this way. Cause like, the reality is, if you're not, like, actually living those actions, like, if you're not living in what you say you want to do, then you don't want to do, and that's very clear. Yeah. So it's, like, I feel like one of the things you're good at is, like, kind of telling people those hard things that, like, they don't want to hear, but they need to hear, and then they can come back to you, like, obviously, we live together, so I'm like, yeah, thank you, like.
She never said thank you to her.
But they can come back to you. They can come back to you to be like, I needed to hear, like, you know, maybe months, years later, whatever. Sure, like, you even had people, like,
years later
be like, thank you for XYZ, saying XYZ, or
they'll be like, I didn't understand what you were saying when you were saying it back then, but I fully understand it now.
I get it now. Yeah, it's years later. We'll reach out to you, and you haven't talked to them in years.
That's because I'm one of the greatest minds of this time, and no one understands.
I'm really completely overflowing.
I'm actually a genius, and people just take me for granted. They're like, you're an idiot. No, I was about to say, I think what I'm good at is, like, I just want to know the truth. Like, all I care about truth. That's it. So I just want to ask questions. Usually leading questions, but I just want to ask questions to get you to tell me your truth. And actions reveal all truth. So usually if you're saying something and your actions contradict what you're saying, I'm like, there is a lie here.
Yeah.
Like, you're lying to yourself. So I'm going to keep asking you questions until you realize you're lying to yourself and can tell yourself the truth. Yeah. I don't even care if you tell me the truth. I just want you to be like, you're right, to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I either do want this and I'm doing fucked up shit, or I don't want this and I'm literally just, I'm lying.
Yeah,
like, I'm just lying to myself out loud.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm either lying with my actions or I'm lying with my words, and I need to pick one and just be like, commit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Or, like, maybe you need to look at, like, your motives, like, your intrinsic motivation, like, why do I want this? Is this really what I want? Or do I want what I think this is going to get me?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, and you're not acting in accordance with what you're saying you want, then you need to find another way to get the real thing that you want, which I think most people just kind of miss.
For sure. Right. Or they lie to themselves. Like, that's I'm doing it for X, but it's like they really are doing it for Y.
I think deep down they know. They're just like, they don't want to say it.
But it's like they think it's wrong or whatever.
Right.
For example, money is one of those things.
I know.
Money is
There's nothing wrong with being like, I just want to make $1 million.
Yeah. Or both.
Like,
I just want to fucking make money. I want to be rich.
For sure.
There's nothing wrong with saying I want to be rich.
Yeah, yeah.
And that being the only thing that you want.
Like, why do you do what you do? I want to be rich.
Yeah.
I want to make money.
Yeah.
Why do you do what you do? Do you get paid?
Yes.
So isn't making money a part of what you do?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. If someone's
like,
would you do the same
thing
for $40,000 less? Probably not. You'd be like, I'm going to go somewhere where I get paid my value.
Yeah.
So making money is part of everyone's motivation.
For sure.
And it's okay if you're a person where that's your only motivation, because guess what? You're going to make a ton of money, and then you're going to realize, oh, I think I need more things.
Yeah.
Like, I need to do more than just make money.
Exactly. Like,
this
you're going to get,
fulfilling.
I was going to say, you're going to get there, or you're going to get to a certain point, and you're going to be like, okay, now I have
this
all
enough.
This, and there's something else that
right,
I know.
Yeah.
Like, you'll stumble into
exactly.
a passion, or you'll stumble into something
you'll
else.
You'll have, like 50, 100, whatever. Like, you'll have your cap, 5 times your cap, and you'll be like, man, something's still missing. And then you will learn that
something
it's more
else.
Than money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to be like, oh. And then you're like, oh, whatever.
But it doesn't have to be that you, like, want to change the world either. Because I think a lot of people think, like, oh, I need to be, have this.
I'll tell everyone
right
now, I have no desire to change the world.
Yeah, like, oh, it's so good.
Zero.
But you know, that's my thing.
I know, it's zero. But, like, me, I don't. Like, I just want to be the absolute best at whatever we do.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Whatever. I could be absolute. I can do anything as long as it doesn't violate my morals, which is essentially alcohol. Like, what else do I have a moral ground on? It's just alcohol, really. I just would never sell alcohol or psychedelic drugs or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but outside of that, like, I could do absolutely anything. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be the best.
Yeah. And figure out how to make it the best.
Right. Yeah, that's part of being the best. Yeah. I want to have it, like, and being the best never ends, because if you're the best, you just better your best.
Yeah.
Like, you
it's
just,
like
a it's
constant
a constant evolution
yeah,
of
yeah,
becoming better
building.
And better
yeah,
and better.
Yeah, because you never actually reach, it's like perfection. Like,
right,
you never
exactly.
actually reach
for
it.
Sure.
Like, you're just, like, in a constant.
That's why I won't say perfect, because it's not as good.
Yeah, yeah. Word, that's what I'm saying. But it's like, you're just trying to get there. You're
for
constantly,
sure.
like, trying to get there.
It's just never ending.
It's
and that would be, like, my dream.
Just
to have this one thing I can pour myself completely into that never ends and can continue to grow.
Yeah.
That's, like, what I would live for. Even if I made the same money that whole entire time. I wouldn't care, because money's not the motivation of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, outside of, like, comfort money.
Yeah.
Money's not the motivation of mine. My motivation is literally being the best.
For sure. The money is, like, I just need enough money that then I can have, like, I can make comfortable decisions.
Well, I don't
want to
feel used.
Yeah.
So it can't be, like, an unjust amount of money, you know? But, like, and then just comfort, like, comfort money. Like, I want.
I'm saying comfortable decisions. Like, where
oh,
I'm,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I want to do, like, the
I
money.
I still don't ever want to think about money.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's the thing. It's a comfortable
that's
decisions
different.
Where I don't have to be, like, ooh, can we do that? Like, it's just
right,
like,
right.
nah, I can do that. like, yes, I can do that because I want to do that or because...
Right. Like, when I say, like, they don't care about money, that's what I mean. It's like, I don't even want to. That's a part of it is, like, if someone's like, they want these things, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care spending money.
For sure.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I feel like, in a way, you're kind of like that.
I am still... That's what I meant. That is who I am, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't care to have and store it.
All right. But also bring it back to balance.
That's a part of balance.
Yeah. For sure. I do think it's definitely something I struggle with. Something I'm trying to work on actually this year is, like, having my actions align with my words. Or just telling myself, like, what do you actually want?
Yeah.
And then being able to have, like, that long... But also being able to have that long-term mindset. Because for me, it's, like, really hard. I feel like I'm very, like I said, like, I very much live in, like, the now.
It's funny, though, because you have a long-term mindset for the things you want, but not for the things you have to give up.
Explain.
Like, our house. Like, you have this big vision. Like, because the house is what you like. You're, like, that's, like, your, like, for your, like, tangible. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to live in a super nice, dope
like
house.
Like a sick house,
like,
yeah.
Some people like cars, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, your thing is a house. Cause, you know, which makes sense. It's the home.
Yeah.
Like, I would agree. That's probably one of the most important things, you know? Like, a home base is really mm-hmm. important.
Yeah.
But, like, you're like, okay, in 10 years, we're going to be able to do this. And like you can paint this vision.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I'm working for this vision.
For sure.
Maybe that's what you're missing. Maybe you're missing the, I'm working for this. You know? You're only
I'm
going to have this house.
That's it.
Right, you know? Maybe you're missing, like, the, oh, I'm, like, my word is sacrifice. Like, I'm sacrificing all these things for this.
For sure.
You're just like, I'm going to have this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe you need to fill in some gap words here, you know? But I'm saying, like, you can see the future very well. Like, you envision our facility, like, our build-out. Mm-hmm. You envision our home. And that's, like, 5-10 years down the road.
True.
You're just, like, the inverse of that is what you have an issue with.
Yeah, like, not wanting to give things up.
What you need to do is see the vision of your house or the factory, whatever one you like the most, whatever one, like, feels like you, and then be like, 4-day trip, house. 4-day trip, house. Which would
easy.
I'd rather?
Yeah,
I'd rather
easy.
This house.
No,
this part of, but that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I do that with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
My whole life. What do I want right now? A life or a life, like, from one of my bigger goals is to have, like, the next 3 generations of our family.
Taken care of. Yeah.
You know? Not give them all our money, but, like, make sure they have properties, make sure they can set up businesses if they want. Mm-hmm. Not going to just... give my money away, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like we talk about all the time, like, property is, like, the ever-fading thing. I want to have property, own property, so I can build houses on the properties for our grandkids and our mm-hmm. grandkids' grandkids, because what if property doesn't exist?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Or what if it's, like, as expensive as it is now?
Or infinitely impossible to buy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But that's what I do is, like, oh, I don't have life. I have zero life. I don't have friends, whatever, all these things. But I'm like, all that is my trade. So, when our kids hit 18 years old, they have houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in 18 years from that, I own 100 acres where they could build each one of
whatever
their kids.
Want,
like,
yeah.
If they each have 2 or 3 or 4 kids, that's 8 houses that need to be built. Mm-hmm. But they gotta have property for those houses. You know, like, those things. Like, but I just think in, like, you know, I'm just talking decades.
Yeah.
Like 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I probably won't even be alive. But 40 years is a long time. Guys.
He's always trying
I live
to
real stressed out. Like, have a lot of caffeine. Do a lot of things to my body. So, but like, same thing though, like, but a house is much closer, especially if you give up the things that distract you, you get to the house so much faster.
Exactly. No, it's so true. It's true. That's why I said, I feel like I went and like I told you this year, I'm like not going to be saying like yes to things. Like, I want to stay here. Like, that's even saying, it's like a lot of times it's like trips to go like do things or see people. And I'm like, I just want, if you want to see me, you come here. Like,
sure.
If it's. I'm not going to inconvenience, it's like, it kind of is like an inconvenience, I feel like I always, it's like, it hinders us, like we were saying, the most out of, like, everybody, because it's like, our business needs us here in order to operate. Yeah, in order to operate, it needs us here. So it's like, if we're not here, our business literally stops.
Yeah.
Like, it stops. And so, I think being like, I got to stay here, and being like, I've also been like, okay, I'm not going to like, not post, like, I'm gonna, like, get on there, like, even, like, when we went on that trip, I was, like, gotta go upstairs for a minute, like, I gotta do this, like, because I feel like before I would have not stepped away, I would have been like, yeah, it's okay, I'm not gonna
sure.
do it,
and
you
it
know?
Still goes down, just not down as much.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not just the trips, it's, like, when you're talking about balance, it's, like, everyday things, it's, like, how much time do you spend
in any type of distraction.
For sure.
Doesn't matter. Could be messaging, scrolling, TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, the neighbor comes by. Anything. Yeah. Like, how can we decrease all the distractions?
For sure.
So you can get what you really want.
Yeah.
No one wants distractions.
No.
I mean, I don't personally.
And even, like, with work and stuff, like, this year, like, I told myself I'm going to try to be, like, really productive. Because, like, I was saying to you, like, sometimes I just am not, like, I only get usually, like, 8 hours a week to get all my work done. And sometimes I'm, like, not the best at being productive in, like, the first hour. Like, I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Like, and then I'm like, oh, I got to do this. Or I'm trying to do too many things because I'm, like, overwhelmed. Because I'm like, ah, I got to do, like, these 10 things. And then I, like, will open one thing, start doing one thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to do this. And I start doing that. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to finish that. And then I go back to that. And I'm like, oh, no, wait, but I also got to do this. And then I end up having, like, 6 projects up. They're all, like, 10%, 25, 45% done. And then the time is up. And then I'm like, I didn't get anything done. Like, I didn't literally got nothing done. So I'm like, one of the things I was, like, that this year that I actually have been doing and I'm really proud of myself is, like, I was like, all right, I need to give myself, like, a checklist of, like, these are the things you need to get done, but this is the most important thing you need to get done. You're not going to work on something else until this thing is done, whether that takes your whole work time or whatever. Like, you're going to do this one thing, and then once that thing is checked off, now you're going to move on to this next thing, and then you're going to check that off rather than, like, bouncing. Like, sometimes I'll feel myself, like, going bounce. I'm like, no, I literally will say to myself out loud, I'm like, no, focus on this. You've got to stay here. And I've been, like, so much more productive in my work.
That's so strange.
What?
How structure makes your life better. A schedule makes your life
just when it comes to work
better.
Not life.
It's true for all of life.
Work. When I'm trying to be productive,
work is life.
I'm trying to be productive, but what am I trying to be productive at in life?
Quality of life.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm just chilling around town.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly why we're in this predicament. Why we're recording this podcast.
Me and the kids are just chilling around town. We're bouncing around town. We're doing what feels right. Mm-hmm. Our kids, thinking of it. Well, I was saying to Shane tonight, like, I'm like, man, our kids are like, do they have this? Or is it, like, a learned habit? Like, are they this way? Or is this literally because they live with me and, like, I'm this way? And then...
It's your influence.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
You get to live with 3 of me.
Well, hopefully I can.
Nah, O is, like, a lot like you.
She is internally like me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then has learned behaviors of you, but her base state is mine.
Yeah, for sure. Sage is similar to you. He's a lot like me, but he's also similar. He's got a lot of similarities too. Very, like, work focused. Very, like, wants to be, like, the man and take care of things. Like,
I think it's just male nature.
But it's very, like, high energy. Wants to bounce off the walls. Wants to be, like, silly and
obnoxious
in the center, and, like, a little lover, which is me.
High passion.
Yeah,
you're not a lover.
Are you kidding me? No. Wow. This is on some disrespect. He wasn't saying that last week.
Sage is genuinely very passionate, you know?
You don't think I am?
No.
Wow.
Not like Sage.
That's because he's got, like, the purity to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if he's like that once he's gotten life in him. Either way. Sorry, we're getting off topic again. Yes, balance is fake. Balance kills momentum.
It's not fake. It's like...
No, it does. Balance kills momentum.
But you just balance on a long timeline, though.
Huh?
The only way balance works is on a very long time horizon. Like, that's appropriate for your goals. You know? Like, I think, yes. Like, everyday balance, weekly balance, monthly balance, even maybe quarterly balance is absolutely not the best idea. But it's really just, like, what's appropriate to your goals. Because if you don't have, like, big ambitions or lofty goals, you can balance. You know, there's lots of people who are content working Monday through Friday, 40, 50 hours a week, and having their weekends where they do what they want, you know?
Yeah.
And that is their balance, and they are happy. I think if you are ambitious, honestly ambitious, and you have goals that you really want to create, you have to extend your idea of balance. It has to be much broader than you think, you know?
Yeah.
The balance that you're looking for is not real.
For sure.
Because you are ambitious and have big goals.
Yeah.
You know? That's, you know, I don't want to, like, the old me would have definitely been, like, balance. Like, our old podcast was don't put your balance on me because, like, their balance works for them if they're genuinely happy. And, like, a lot of that's just being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Do most people lie? Probably. Do most people, like, oh, I wish I had better things? Probably. So I'm like, then your balance has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want more, you have to do more. Mm-hmm. To do more, you have to give up more to create more time. You know? It's like this cycle. And then... balance decreases. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
But, yes.
Yes.
It does in the short term. It just, no. Balance, yeah, is different for each individual person and for your individual goals.
Right. If you have big goals, like if you honestly or genuinely have big goals, you just got to think 5, 10, 15 year timelines. You know? I'm just serious, you know?
Yes. You do.
It's just not like, it's just to be equate with what you want. You know?
It's true.
Like, you're just pushing back a lot of things you want to do till later. And you can do them way better.
It's true.
Just saying.
It's true. Well, hopefully this therapy session helped you guys.
Did it help you?
Didn't help me at all. I've been knowing. No, I like know that this is my thing. I mean, we talked about this like the other night and last night too. But yeah, I know. I just thought this would be a good topic. Because probably a lot of people maybe also feel like me and struggle with it. But that's
I feel like no one feels about
that. That's all commit, huh?
Go ahead.
No one feels that way?
I said no one feels like me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hard. I think it's hard for people to get to your mental space and
this
to be in my mental space.
Right, this is why I have no relationships. They're like, psychopath.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, listen, you don't understand.
I can't relate. Cannot relate. Unrelatable.
Zero.
No, but as a whole, we can all do it this year. We can just all see where we are in a year from now. We can be like in January, like, damn, we fucking committed for a whole year to our goal, whatever our goal was.
Step one, honesty.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Whatever your goal
that's
is.
That's the real thing. To get to your balance, you just need to be honest with yourself. Like, look yourself in the mirror, say, what do I want? Am I willing to give up what it takes to get what I want? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes, give it up. We'll see. We'll check in a year from now. We'll see where Holly's at. I mean, where you're at, you as in the people.
You as the people, me as in
and
me.
And if your answer is no, I don't want to give those things up, then you don't want that goal. And that's okay. Like, just let it go. Don't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just, like, tormenting yourself. It's horrible.
No, it is. And then, yeah, it ends up not being good. Trust me, from somebody who's talking.
Trust me. And it's, like, and I have the same issue because I am more of, like, a go 5 years doing nothing. And then I say yes to do things with, like, with you or mm-hmm. with our kids. And I am a miserable SOB. Whenever I do that, like
yeah.
just purely because that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
My vision is 5 years doing nothing, maybe 10 years doing nothing, and then be like, oh, I can do way more radical things from 10 to 20 years.
For sure.
You know, that's like, that would just be my preferred method. Probably when I get to 10, I won't do it, but you guys could do it anyway. So
I'm still not going to want to do it. I'm just still going to want to be
here. I'm going to be like, in 20 years, it's going to be great.
You're like, five more years.
I would think it's very fair to say that, like, a lot of what I think I would say that what brings me pleasure is fulfilling other people's pleasure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't enjoy doing things, but I really enjoy helping other people do things.
Yeah.
Like that, like for me to be like, oh, I'll work 10 years and you guys can take a trip to Africa and I could not go. And I'd be like, I would be more fulfilled giving that away to you guys
mm-hmm.
than me going.
For sure.
You know, that's just like, makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like in California, I didn't own a car, bought you a Jetta. You're like, that made me so happy, you know?
Yeah.
Versus like, if I buy a new car, I'm like, I'm not nearly excited. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's not as fulfilling. It's like,
I'll buy the car and I'm like, I'm happy I have a car.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a better car next time.
Immediately think like, damn, this car's not
good. It's just
good.
Like, it's not like a gratifying experience doing things for
yeah.
myself versus like doing things for other people makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could work every day of my life very happily and just give away everything, like, who I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, let's make your life great. Which is why Small Seed exists.
For sure.
Or the way that it does. Probably would have existed anyway. But the way that it is now is because of, like, I'll just make your dreams happy. Like, your dreams will come true. It's great. And I'll die on the inside.
And I'll die every day doing it. And I'll die on the table rolling upwards.
For sure.
You'll die in the,
My only angst comes from,
the manufacturing.
Like, not being able to do that as I want to do it.
For sure. Well, sorry. I'm going to get better. Check in at the end of this year. We'll do a recap. We'll do a recap
video. It's funny, this is like a combination of, like,
a recap video at the end of this year.
This is like a summary version of what it's like to work with your partner mixed with relationships by season.
Oh, is it?
Right? Don't you think so? It's like the blend. Like episode 3 and 5 or whatever.
How does this have anything to do with your partner?
Because this is our conundrum is like my balance and your balance is different.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like working with a partner, like this is a part of it.
Yeah.
You know? Like I'm like, oh, we're signed on to do this over here because this is the goal. And you're like, I'm signed on to do whatever I want over here. So, but then the other thing is relationships by season was all about kind of like balance.
Yeah.
Like that episode was really about how to prioritize what's important.
For sure.
Which relationships are usually the biggest. Like whenever you talk to anyone, they're like, oh, like relationships is what stopped them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they get sidebarred because of like, someone's like, I want to do something with you.
Yeah.
Or someone's calling them or texting them or whatever. And they're like, I'm working. And not everyone could be like, I'm just a butthole. And I'll just, like, not answer phone calls.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in California and building the last company, I didn't talk to people. Like, someone would text me in 2.5 months, I'd text them back.
I know.
Like, I didn't go to my mother's wedding because I'm like, I can't leave for a weekend. Are you kidding me? I'm in the midst of, like, doubling every year. Like, crazy numbers, like, you know, from 1 million to 3 million to 6 million to 10 million. I'm like, I can't leave. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you know what it's like to manage a $10 million business? It makes you go great. Like, it's just so much work. But I'm like... most people would never do that.
No. The stress would kill them alone. Like, they would be like, the stress is...
But I just meant, like, no one would be like, I'm not... Like, who would not go to their mother's wedding?
Oh, yeah.
A psychopath, which is me. Like, I'm just like, I'm an obsessive, purely tunnel vision person when it comes to, like, making my own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, sorry, this is what I'm doing right now, and that's it.
Yeah, you're like, this is the goal, and this is, like,
this, my... I'm not doing anything until
I
get to, like... The,
exactly.
We will talk when I hit the goal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That is how you are. You're very, like, one-mind focused, which
for
is, like,
sure.
You're really good at that.
Also, is what almost kills me.
But you're really good at
all
it.
All the time.
You're really good at it. A lot of people, that's, like, what a lot of people want, is to have that ability to...
But they don't want that life.
No, yeah. But they don't want to give up the other things.
Yeah.
Which that one-mind focus is.
Sure.
But that's why the greatest people, like, all the greats and all the greatest people, that's how they are. They're, like, they're single-minded. Otherwise, they wouldn't be great, you know?
For sure.
You can't be great without being, like... That great, like a Steve Jobs or like a...
See, I told you I'm a genius of this era.
Or like a Warren Buffett
yet.
Or whatever it is, like these like great athletes or whatever. Like you just can't be like the best at something without being just like center, like dead mind focus, like dead focus on it, and not letting like just all you see is one path.
I say that's like the biggest trait of a champion,
yeah.
Like Olympic gold medalists, like top players in like sports like the NFL and NBA. It's like it's not. Like, I just heard somebody say this, and I forgot who it was, otherwise I'd quote them, but, like, basically people ask the same question, they're like, oh, I want what they have. Like, looking at, like, LeBron, like, I'm just kidding, like, LeBron James, like, what everyone talks about. And, like, someone was like, it's not what they have that you want, it's what they don't have. They don't have an off switch. What makes them the best is they do not turn
exactly.
off. They just go.
Exactly.
And they don't know how to do anything
else. Yeah.
Right? It's just, like, no brakes, hit the flood, and then, like, and that's it, until you crash. You know?
Which some of them don't. They just go.
Until they
die.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
the crash is dead.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that is the crash. Like,
yes.
You just go until life's over, and then you stop going. Anyway, I don't want to keep this going, guys. Sorry, it's a little long. I get this. These are the things that I, like, can talk about forever.
Yeah. We'll get another one going. Look, Shane actually talked a lot on this one.
It's because it was a topic that I enjoy.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll maybe see you next week.